وصلاة الله وسلامه الأتمان الأكملان على نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائلنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين، وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين، وعلى كل من صار على منواله واقتفى آثاره بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Having said this, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Jama'at al-Muslimin. Today, alhamdulillah, is the 13th day, Allahu Akbar, of the glorious, beneficial month of Ramadan. 1447 Hijri. Now, some questions pertaining to Ramadan. What is the ruling on a Muslim listening to music in the month of Ramadan? Well, you see, fasting, part of, you know, defining boundaries, so to speak, is that you control even your ears from listening to things that are not complimentary. Listening to music is not recommendable because it has chances of making your mind away from the essential essence of Ramadan being made on earth. Allah says in Quran 2:183, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Fasting has been made upon you as necessary obligatory, just as it was made on those who came before you, so that you earn, you learn God consciousness. When consciousness you are away from the Quran, from the Jikr, listen to the music. So, a good Muslim, a practically practicing Muslim, does not waste his precious hours listening to the music in this first month. Not only this, beyond Ramadan, because if you have learned God consciousness, you are expected to maintain these teachings during the post Ramadan period. The other one talks about also using your eyes looking at bad things. No, you don't do it. Control your eyes from looking at things forbidden in the month of Ramadan and beyond. You see, Allah says in Quran chapter 24, verse number 30, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Tell the believing men to control and lower their gazes and preserve their chastity. That's better for them. So, it's bad, it's, let me say, condemnable for somebody to behave in this way in the month of Ramadan and beyond. Today, we have said already, is the Ramadan today is 1447. And today is the second day of the month of March 2026. Our new chapter is Surah Al-Ankabut, the spider. This chapter Al-Ankabut was revealed in Mecca, Hilya Makkiya. Its number is 29. The total number of the verses is what? 69 verses, 69. What? Kalimat. It has 982 words. Alif Lam Mim, Kalimat. Ahasiba, Kalimat. And that's what happened. Totality is 982. It has latest huruf. Alif Lam to the end of it. It has 4,200 letters. The letter preceding it is Surah Al-Qasas, the narrative. The letter subsequent after it is chapter number 30, Surah Ar-Rum. Now, the ulama of Asbab al-Nuzul, I tell that it was revealed in case of one man who was a house of Umar ibn Khattab. His name is Mahjaru, the house of Umar ibn Khattab. He was the first to be killed in the bottle of butter. Some are saying no, he's not the one. But his name Mahja can be seen clearly written on the board if you read the part of Badr Valley. The one that shot him or used his author term is called Al-Hadrami. Amir ibn Al-Hadrami, he used his spear, okay, to kill him. Now, the Prophet is said to have said concerning Mahja, Sayyidu Shuhada, Mahja, فَهُوَ أَوَلُ مَنْ يُدْعَى إِلَى بَابِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. This is one riwayat. Another one concerning why it was revealed. Al-Imam al-Sha'bi, when he was talking about Alif Lam Ahsib al-Nas, Amir ibn Sharahil says Surah Al-Ankabut, where Allah says Ahsib an yutrafu, it was revealed, nazarat fi unasin kanu bi Makkata qad akhadhu bil Islam. Some people were in Mecca and they attested to Islam, they believed in Islam. But the Sahaba, you see, wrote to them, said, look, your iman will not be enough until you migrate to leave Mecca and come and meet us here in Medina. For this, they left Mecca to Medina. But the Kuffar followed them. So you want to go to Muhammad in Medina? They pursued them and they did every kind of indignity against them because of their iman. So for that, Allah sent this ayah. Use it by saying, we believe, we believe, we will try. This is just a brief introduction to the story before we start. Let's take the revelation, the recitation. Allahu A'lam wa bihi
ta'ala. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون ولقد فتنا الذين من قبلهم فليعلمن الله الذين صدقوا وليعلمن الكاذبين أم حسب الذين يعملون السيئات أن يسبقونا ساء
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, the ever gracious, the ever merciful. Allah says, Alif Lam Mim. These letters are called the abbreviated letters. Al-Huruf al-Muqatta. Okay? About 28 letters by Lord in 14 different what? Chapters. You have Alif Lam Mim. Three. Alif Lam Mim. How many? Three. Some have only two. Hamim. Two. Some five. Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Ta. Some one. Ta, Noon. Qaf. Later. They precede the main surah to be recited. To show you about the capacity of the Quranic language of Arabic. The ulama have it as a tradition in translating the thing, Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi min dhalik. Allah leaves the knowledge of this to himself. Alright? Some of the trying, Allahu, Allahu, lam al mushrikin. This is just kind of an effort, this is a takalluf. Just say, Allahu a'lamu bi muradihi min dhalik. Allah knows best the meaning. Now. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا يَعْمَنَّهُمْ لَيْفْتَنُونَ Oh, do people think they will be late with that trial by merely saying we believe? No. People are thinking just because they are believers, along the trial, they will be fine. There will be trials. وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ Certainly, those who came before them were tried. فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ So that Allah, you know, knows or brings to the forefront those who were truthful in their iman and those who are just liars. You see, I told you Imam Sha'abi said, this chapter was revealed when some people in Mecca became Muslim, but they didn't migrate to Medina. The Sahaba wrote that, look, if you want your iman to be correct iman, you have to migrate the way you migrated to Medina. And they listened to this advice. They set out going to Medina. And the unbelievers followed them. They, you know, humiliated them. They did everything of indignity just because of iman. So Allah says, bear it, take it, be patient. It's Allah's will. You think by saying we believe is the bed of prophets? No, there has to be trial and think of this nature. That is the explanation given by the Imam al-Shabi. أَمْحَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَزِقُونَ Do those who act wrongly, who commit evil things, do they feel that أَنْ يَزِقُونَ They will escape or punish me. This is their thinking. They are dead wrong. Sa'amayakumun. So evil is their judgment. If they have been judging that doing evil will go unpunished, they are dead wrong. Now,
man kana yarju liqa Allah fa inna ajala Allah la وهو السميع العليم
ومن جاهد
فإنما يجاهد لنفسه إن الله لغني عن العالمين
من كان يرجو لقاء الله فإن أجر الله لآت Whoever that is desirous of meeting Allah, your desire is to meet Allah, take it easy. You want to meet Allah? Take time to come. So Allah is saying, مَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّا أَجَلَ اللَّهِ Whoever that desires or wants to meet Allah, فَإِنَّا أَجَلَ اللَّهِ Allah's timing, لَآتٍ is coming. Alright? وَهُوَ السَّمِعُ الْعَلِيمُ Allah is the all-hearing and all-knowing. Then وَمَنْ جَاهَدَ Whoever tries to attend Allah's pleasure, فَإِنَّمَا يُجَاهِدُ لِنَفْسِهِ is striving for his own benefit. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَغَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ Certainly Allah is غَنِيٌّ. He's not in need. He's not in need of you. هُوَ غَنِيٌّ. Okay? He's self-sufficient, self-sustaining. عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ He's not in need of the created entity. Next ayah.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لنكفرن عنهم سيئاتهم ولنجزينهم أحسن الذي كانوا يعملون
This is verse or ayah number 7 in this surah, surah number 29. والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات As for those who believe and act graciously, لَنُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنُوا سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ Certainly, we will erase, take it, will wipe out and erase their iniquities, they ask you. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ will recompense them, will reward them, أَحْسَنَ الَّذِي كَمْ يَعْمَنُ The base of what they used to be doing. You do good, you get better than what you did. Now,
ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا. We have given instructions. God wasiyya instructions. Okay? We instructed man concerning his parents, father and mother. Allah says, hey, there is a teaching to you, you men, concerning what it is, his parents' husna. He should show goodness to the parents. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا. But if both parents, father and mother, جَاهَدَاكَ, strive, they make efforts to make you commit shirk against Allah, don't obey them. Allah Akbar. Look at the ayah. وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِهِ, Allah says, be. They strive to convince you to associate a partner with me, Malay Salakim, such that you don't have knowledge of, then Fala Tobihuma, don't obey them. To tell you, obeying parents has its limit. You obey your parents, but there is red line. The father cannot ask his son, hey, go and buy me idol I want to worship. Say, Papa, that is haram. Dafa'aka limakhluqin fi khaliq. Nobody should be obeyed in a matter pertaining to obeying Allah. Not even shirk. Even kabira. A father cannot send his son to buy cigarettes for him, or alcohol, or to be a pimp, you know, pimping culture. To be pimping, calling, you know, a lady of easy virtue, prostitute, a body teller. No, the son cannot do assignment because that is going against Allah's faith. Let alone something as dangerous as committing shirk. So, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ لِتُشْرِكَ بِهِ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ what? فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا إِلَيَّ مَرْجِعُكُمْ يَا return is finally unto me فَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ and I will give you full account of what you used to do. Next time.
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ This is verse number 9 in this chapter 29. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا those who believe وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and did good things or acted righteously لَنُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ فِي الصَّالِحِينَ we shall admit them, okay, amongst the ranks and files of the pious predecessors. اللهم اجعلنا من الصالحين.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله فإذا أوذي في الله جعل فتنة الناس كعذاب الله ولئن جاء نصر من ربك ليقولن إنا كنا معكم أوليس الله بأعلم بما في صدور العالمين
ومن الناس okay. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله amongst people there are some who say we believe in Allah but they are munafiqun Allah says ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا البقرة That ayah is like this one. Get it? Because part of Quran translated Arabic. It complements one another. ومن الناس amongst the people there are those who say we believe in Allah. But wait. فإذا قضي في الله جعلت الناس كعذاب الله. By the time when they are harmed, they are maltreated, in the process of obeying Allah, they come across maltreated by people. جَعَلَ الْفِنَّةِ كَعْذَابِ اللَّهِ. They make people's trial, people's trouble against them, just like Allah's punishment. You get the message? They claim to be believers, but when they face difficulty by people, stop. Reduce this prayer. Can't you see you have been troubled? Please remove this hijab. They are not people. Why do you leave beard? Remove it. People will will just discover you. So I saw your discoverer of correct. You see, if you believe in Allah, maintain the belief, come what may. But do it in hikmah, not dogmatism, a lack of knowledge. The enemies of it, no matter what you do, they will hate you. Because it is the deen they don't want. Period. It is the Quran. Because Islam proves irresistible. Okay? Islam cannot be resisted. Alright? They tried everything to do to fight it. Allah has shown them they are just wasting their time for many, many years. So no matter how good you are, no matter how kind, they will never love you. Okay? ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. In Al-Baqarah, ayah 120. The Jews and Christians will never split with you until you become a kafir, you follow their religion. Now, if you decide, okay, follow them, you will meet Allah one day. Maintain your Islam, hold your head high. I'm a Muslim. And I do it. I'm going to agree because you are a moderate. What is moderation here? To them, maintaining hijab is lack of moderation. They are saying Islam should be modernized. This is nonsense, nonsensically nonsensical. Okay. Islam is Islam maintaining the way it was revealed to Muhammad until you meet Allah. Or you clean human beings, you displease Allah. Both of you will meet him one day. By the time you die, they put it in the grave, nobody is going to be there. You'll be alone there, answering the consequences for what you did. So, maintain your teachings the way it is maintained, in the way and manner according to Allah's teaching. Nobody should come and just load it to you, over you. Maintain it in the right way. Is that clear? Take it again. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. But فَإِذَا قُوْذِيَ فِي اللَّهِ جَعَلَ فِي النَّاسِ كَعَذَابِ اللَّهِ. When they are tried by people, they make people trouble coming to them just like Allah's punishment. وَلَئِنْ جَاءَ نَصْرٌ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّا كُنَّا مَعَكُمْ. But when victory comes to you, Ya Rasulullah, what we used to be together with you, they are not believers. You see, when they came across trouble, they began to withdraw. But when Allah gives nafsah, triumph, success, victory, they will say, but we are together with you. Give us the share of Ghanima, the world's spoil. Such are the true believers. Then Allah says, أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ. Isn't Allah aware of the content of the heart of the created people? What is in your brain, your heart, your chest? I don't know, but Allah knows. I don't know mine, but Allah knows. So it says, isn't Allah aware? أَوَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِمَا فِي. Isn't Allah the most knowledgeable concerning the content of the heart of the servant? Allah هو الأعلى. نعم.
وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ.
Certainly Allah knows, definitely, arguably, Allah knows those who believe and those who are hypocrite and hypocritical. You see, iman, the true iman, is between the true and hypocrisy. hypocritical Muslim is the nominal Muslim, is the pseudo Muslim. He is only Muslim nominally. When there is pleasure, he is there. When there is difficulty, he withdraws. This is the monarchy. Now,
وقال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا اتبعوا سبيلنا ولنحمل خطاياكم وما هم بحاملين من خطاياهم شيء إنهم لكاذبون.
وقال الذين كفروا, those who disbelieve, say, okay, or say the person, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they said those who believe, اتَّبِعُوا سَبِيلَنَا, come on, follow our way. وَنَحْمِلْ خَطَايَاكُمْ, all your burden will shoulder it on our shoulders. What is the meaning here? They were telling the believers, come and follow our way from disbelief. Are you afraid of Allah's punishment? Your trouble will carry for you. Imagine. This is, we call it sarcasm, it's sarcastic. Okay? Then, Allah says, وَمَهُمْ بِحَا مِلِينَ مِنْ خَطَاهَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They will not be able to carry anything of their burden. إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. They are but just liars. ولا يحملن أثقالهم
ولا يحملن أثقالهم وأثقالا مع أثقالهم وليسألن يوم القيامة عما كانوا يفترون.
ولا يحملن أثقالهم وأثقالا مع أثقالهم. Certainly there will be a they are burden, and other burdens along with their burden. Look at the Quran. وَلَا يَحْمِلُنَّ أَثْقَالَهُمْ وَأَثْقَالًا مَا أَثْقَالِهِمْ. Lord upon Lord upon Lord. They will carry their misdeed, Lord, on their own body, and that of those that they mislead. وَلَيُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And on the day of judgment there will be questions, okay, in a humiliating manner, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ, on things they used to fabricate in this life, concocting lies against Allah. They will be subjected to questions and prison on that very day of Al-Qiyamah. Now,
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَجْتَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ.
Now, one of the topics of this chapter, it analyzes some narratives concerning the prophets of the olden days. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ. Certainly, we did send Noah to his people. Prophet Noah was sent to his people. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. He tarried, he lived amongst them for 1,000 years, minus 50. How many years? 950. Just for preaching. Not his age, not you. The time he spent preaching to the people was it and remained 1,950 years. 1,000 years minus 50. La ilaha illallah. Preaching. He preached the people. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُمْ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. I called it, it's not good. قُلْ دُعَى إِلَّا ثِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّ مَا دَعَوْتُمْ لِتَخْلُ جَعْلُوا أَصَبِي أَغَادِمُ وَاسْتَغْشُوا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَرًا. For 950 years, يَا نَبِيَ اللَّهُ نُوحٍ, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ نُوحٍ, اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ, So this is one of the beauties of Quran. It tells you stories, narrative, chronicles, if you like it, to which you are not alive. You didn't know. But through the revelation to Prophet, now we have the benefit of knowing all this information. He sat amongst you, or he tarried, or he lived for 1,000 minus 50 years. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. And finally, طُوفَان, the devastating flood, cut them off. It's called طُوفَان. There is a kind of water that flooded the whole wall on that very time. Nothing but water on the face of water. And follow the way, وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ, whereas they were transgressing. Now,
فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة وجعلناها آية للعالمين.
فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة. We saved him. Who is that him? Marking. Who is that him? We saved him. Who is that? Prophet Noah. فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة, and those in the ark. Safina means the boat or the ark he used. He carried the people in the boat, in the sheep, in the ark. They said Noah and the ark. Alright? He carried them to safety. وَجَعَلْنَا آيَةً لِلْآلَمِينَ. We made Eid as a sign for the world. What is that very Eid? That's Safina. Some are saying it is still there, parked in Turkey, Allahu A'lam, but it is a sign by Allah the Almighty. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ.
وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ مَنْصُوبٌ عَلَى الْفَتْحَ مُتَعَلِّقٌ بِفِئِلٍ مُنَاسِبٍ مُقَدَّرٍ أَيْ وَاذْكُرْ وَاذْكُرْ. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ. And remember Abraham. Say Ibrahim, Abraham, Yusuf, Joseph, Yunus, Jonah, Suleiman, Solomon, Salih, Metusela, Osami, Hudu, Haba, Ak, Wahakam. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, remember when he said to his people, he said, U'budu Allah, wattaqu, worship Allah and fear Him. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is better for you. إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if only you know. Next ayah.
إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا وَتَخْلُقُونَ إِفْكًا. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا فَابْتَغُوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون.
إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا. إنما تعبدون, the only thing you are worshipping besides Allah, our son Adam, what? Idol. وَتَخْلُقُونَ إِذْكَرًا, and you are concocting lies, fabricating lies. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ, those that you worship مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ besides Allah, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا, they don't possess what? Provision for you. Because at this corner, means provisions of life, of livelihood, eating, drinking, water. They don't possess these things for you. فَابْتَغُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ الرِّزْقَ وَاعْبُدُوا وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ. Look for sustenance and provisions, okay, with Allah the Almighty. وَاعْبُدُوا, worship Him. وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ, thank Him in the practical and other senses. In Jaun, it is to Him exclusively you are taken back to. So your return is ultimately back to Allah the Almighty. وَإِنْ يُكَذِّبُوا
فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ
وَإِنْ تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينُ If you belie, that's if you deny. Because we're into Kazibu, if you belie this message, or you deny, or if you reject the message, listen. Because Kazibu, Umamu min qablikum. Some nations did deny their prophet before you.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong? It's not something new. But you should, wa ma ala rasooli illa al balagh al mubeen. The only responsibility of the messenger is preaching the message clearly. Now.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا happened they say كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ how Allah initiate creation you see the creation is initiated ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ and Allah takes it back to him All of us who were created by being initiated as human beings, day in, day out, we die, and we're taken back to life again. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَ وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا This is in chapter 71, verse number 70. Allah says, Allah germinated you from the earth, the way He germinated the crops. We and the vegetable kingdom are the same. Yeah. Then Allah says, then He takes you back to the earth as your base, and He brings you back one way. So the same Allah that created you from the beginning, He's going to take your life and bring you back. The same message is the same message is mentioned in chapter number 20, verse number 55. It is وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَرَةً أُخْرَى It is from the earth we created you, we're going to take you down to it and take you back to it. So the Quran, one part explains the other part. That clear? So here, Allah the Almighty is making the message crystal clear. Okay? That Allah will bring you back to life after you have died. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ That is very, very easy with Allah. Because إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا رَسُ أَنْ يَقُولَهُ كُلْ Be and it becomes. Any difficult? For Allah to say be. It's not like me that I have to toil and suffer. If Allah wants 1 million cannot go to be said, just be and you are La ilaha illallah because Allahu ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Next ayah.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقُ ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ
الله أكبر
إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ
قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق. This is verse number 20. In this chapter number, the what? This is Ankabu, chapter number what? What is Ankabu? Let me ask you. Which animal is called Ankabu? In English? Spider. Gilgul. Spider. You see, the logic is that every chapter in Quran, the name is taken from the internal recitation. You get it? there, Ankabut is mentioned. مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله كمثل الأنكبوت اتخذوا بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت الأنكبوت inside. So the name Ankabut is taken from translation internally. البقرة ذكر إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة. سورة الدهر حين من الدهر only three chapters they don't take their name from interpretation. Which are these three? Let me come to you. Tell me. Let me what? Tickle your memory. You have to be Quranically connected. There are only three chapters, their names are not taken from interpretation. Number one, Fatiha. Number two, Al-Anbiya. Number three, Ikhlas. Otherwise, all of them, the name are taken from recitation inside, like this one. That clear? Now, Allah says, "Ulsiru filar," tell them, walk on the face of the earth. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ بَدَأَ الْخَلْقُ. Look at how Allah initiated the creation. Travel from Kano to any part of the world. Look at the vegetative cover. Look at the blue sky. Look at the rivers. Look at the jungle. Some part of the world are rainy seasons. Some are dry seasons. According to geographers, for example, the water people in rainforest gain for one day is the totality of liters of water gotten in arid form. It's all of creation. Makkah is a dry place. Walk and see Allah's wonders. Go to Niger and see Sahara Desert. Go to Caucasus in Russia. Go and see the sea of snow. They have an animal called a reindeer. A reindeer prefers to live in a cold season. If you take my camel there, it dies. That one here is a dive. Go to Eskimo land, very calm. The Allah that keeps me here, he knows I become acclimatized. So travel and see the water. From Kano, go to former Kano state. For example, go to Addis, Bernina. Go see the cover, and they are telling you if you keep on bearing children, the land will be contracted. Who tells you? The people of Kano, have we occupied? Tell me that's the place. Tell me. Falgore. Which place is an area that is bushy? We didn't occupy it. You go to a lot of places that are very vacant. When are we going to build up? And they're telling you, the more you bear children, the contractor that's going to be. Algorithm. Have you built it up? Zukurma in Nigeria. Yankirkem Zah. Kanban India. Lackadaisical behavior. And they're telling you, the more you produce, the scarcer the food you eat becomes. We call this the Malthusian theory. That people produce in geometric progression. And the food is produced is arithmetic progression. This is an act of insensitivity. We are Muslims, we have the Quran, we have the teachings, we have the Prophet as our guide. We have civilizational sensitivity. We cannot compromise our iman because of just ranting that are senseless. Are you getting me? Now, Allah says, قُلْ سِيرُوا walk on the face of the earth. فَانْظُرُوا look at how Allah started creation. ثُمَّ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ finally, Allah will initiate and tell you new phase of life. When this dunya is finished, another life is coming. Get the message. So get ready for the new life. Get ready. Go with good things. When you die, or people are saying, oh, what did he leave? Oh, he left a car. I want it. The angels are saying, what did he bring? Look at him. Your family saying, what did he leave? To inherit. But the angels ask, what did he bring in the grave? Bring good things. Maintain your fasting. Give sadaqah. Fear Allah. Be truthful. Don't be hypocritical. Don't be just lashing people unjustified. These are the things that come together to make sure you are deep, rich, riches. Deep, reach the major that is needed. May Allah guide us away.
يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء وإليه تقلبون.
I think I didn't complete the translation of last way, okay? Then Allah initiates نشأة الآخرة here. Then he says, إن الله certainly, arguably Allah على كل شيء قدير is omnipotent on everything. If you like, you can say Allah has power. Because omnipotence means power that is uncomparable. So Allah is omnipotent. Allah is omniscient. Allah is omniscient. Okay? Omni, multidimensional. So Allah is ala kulli shay'in qadir. Next ayah. Now, yu'adhibu man yasha. Allah punishes whom he will. Is that correct? وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah shows mercy to whom He wishes. Allah. La tu'adhibna ya Allah. Allah will ask you, you shouldn't be among those who punish, but among those Allah that are going to earn your mercy. وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ. It is to Allah you will be taken back. تُقْلَبُونَ. It means وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. تُقْلَبُونَ. That is the meaning. Read or answer.
وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ.
وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. You cannot escape Allah. You cannot escape Allah. He'll be on the face of this earth. You cannot. For a million kilometers, billions, septillions, trillions, you can't escape Allah. Because walking from here belongs to Allah. Next point belongs to Allah. Says, وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You cannot escape Allah from the face of the earth. وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. No, in the sky. Where can you go? Fly. You cannot escape Allah the Almighty. Who on the sky? Allah. The earth? Allah. The water? Allah. La ilaha illallah. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ مِن وَلِيٍ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. You don't have any wali. Who is wali? Any benefactor. Any benefactor. Someone to care of you, one another know somebody to help you. We are going to take the last ayah.
والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم.
والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم. This is the end of the translation. I mean, the fifth ayah. We're going to stop here. In the last page, then translation. وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ As for those who reject Allah's signs, Allah's verses, وَلِقَائِهِ And they disbelieve in meeting Allah. أُولَيَكَ صَدْ يَئِسُوا لِرَحْمَتِهِ They become hopeless of Allah's mercy. They will never ever receive Allah's mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ For such, there will be a traumatizing and painful punishment on the day of Al-Qiyamah. Allahumma inna na'udhu bika min adhabika. Allahumma arhamna. Allahumma barik lana. Allahumma Qur'an shafi'a li rabbil alamin. Wa Allah min Qur'an our tawtana. Wa Allah min Qur'an our way of having good ways, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Ameen.
For Allah, accept our fasting.
Ameen.
Make Ramadan a source of coming near to Ya Rabbil Alameen. Subhana Rabbil Alameen. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleena. Wa alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We meet in the next session. Inshallah.